The Dove Keepers, written by Alice Hoffman, and read by Tova Felchew, Aya Cash, Jessica Hecht, and Heather Lind.
"Do you have enough food?" I asked the slave at the end of one day. I mimicked eating so he might understand. He shook his head, shrugged. I knew he slept in the fetid loft above the dovecote, where he was chained at night, that he was given grain and crackers as his ration and little more. I began to leave him piles of twigs, so that he might have a fire and warm himself when the nights were chill. "Are you deaf?" I wondered aloud. He looked up then. He was a stranger from a land covered with snow, something I had seen only once in my life, when I was a young girl and it fell in Jerusalem dusting the hills, sent by Shalgiel, the angel of snow. Some children had mistaken it for manna and eaten handfuls of it, freezing their lips. The slave understood me, I was sure of it. I knew what it was to yearn for a life so distant it seemed that it had never been anything more than a dream. Did he dream of snow and wild blue goats? Or of his comrade, taken in chains across the salt sea? I urged one of the doves out of its niche, held it until it quieted, then quickly broke its neck. I nearly laughed to see how startled the slave was. Perhaps watching me the way he did not expect such an abrupt and deadly action. But I was not afraid of cruelty. I knew it was inside me, as it was inside the leopard who must catch his supper to survive. The slave was grateful enough when I handed the bird to him to cook for his dinner. He hid it away in the corner, where he might reach it when he was chained at night. When Revka, always sour and ready to place blame, noticed a bird missing the following morning, I declared that I'd seen a hawk earlier that day. Such things happened often enough. A dove would arise through the narrow opening in the roof and be struck in midair. Then there would be feathers floating down, and if you narrowed your eyes, a thin rain of blood.